Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Claudia Puig and Peter Rayner. We begin with the sequel Sicario: Day of the Soldado. It stars Benicio del Toro and Josh Brolin. Taylor Sheridan wrote the screenplay. Stefano Solima is the director. Peter?
It's an action-packed cartel melodrama. It moves rather quickly. It's hyper-violent. It tries to tell you, how do you fight dirty and stay clean? But I don't really think it answers that question.
It's vicious just for the sake of it. It seems to revel in the viciousness. I just found it a really mean and nasty movie. Ordinarily, I'm a fan of writer Taylor Sheridan, but not in this case. I felt like there was so much human strife, but it was just a backdrop to the violence, just to kind of revel in the violence.
Sicario: Day of the Soldado is rated R. It's in wide release. The documentary The King uses the life arc of Elvis Presley as a way of looking at the evolution of America. Eugene Jarecki is the director of the road trip documentary. Claudia?
I found the concept really interesting here, and it's this rare documentary that works. I think it's a little more ambitious than it is successful, but it's certainly watchable and enjoyable to go along. And it has a lot to say about where we are right now as a country.
Yeah, I think it's wildly ambitious in ways that mostly don't work, but I enjoyed it anyway because the Elvis footage from early days to the end is just so fascinating. And a lot of the people who talk about him, including, Mike Myers Ethan Hawke, are really interesting. So thank you very much.
The King is rated R at the New Art Theater in West L.A. Leave No Trace, a drama starring Ben Foster and Thomasin McKenzie. Deborah Granick directed and co-wrote the screenplay with Anne Rosalini. Peter?
Terrific movie. Wonderfully directed, real empathetic relationship between the father and the daughter, beautifully played by Ben Foster and Thomasin McKenzie. It really gives authenticity to the marginalized lives on
Absolutely.
The screen.
I think Deborah Granick, the director who also did Winter's Tale, has carved out a niche as one of America's foremost chroniclers of people that you don't see, the working class,
on the fringes,
and it's just so well acted and well written.
Leave No Trace at the ArcLight Hollywood, the Landmark West L.A. rated PG, and we can't say too much about the documentary Three Identical Strangers without undermining the surprisal value of Tim Wardle's film. Claudia, quick thought on it?
It plays out like a psychological thriller. It probes the question of nature versus nurture. It's just a fantastic documentary that will leave you thinking and pondering afterwards.
And I know Peter would echo that.
Fascinating movie.
Yes.
Three Identical Strangers, rated PG-13 at the ArcLight Hollywood and the Landmark. From all of us at Film Week, have a great weekend.